For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tiger fans, welcome to episode 258 of the official Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club podcast, bringing you all the latest news, updates, and buzz surrounding your mighty JSU Tigers. I am the Corey C. Be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast to be notified of all future episodes. Apple Podcasts and Spotify video users, rate and review the show, and everyone, go follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. It all helps the cause, which is I love Jackson State University. And hosting today's show is Ken Clark.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. You know who it is. This is your main man, Ken Clark. Once again, we got a special guest in the building with us today. We got Terrence Jones. Now, Terrence, I gotta give him your full title. He got two titles, man. As you know, he's important when you get two titles. The Assistant Athletic Director of External Operations and Director of Stadium Operations, Mr. Terrence Jones. Welcome to Tiger Talk with 1400 Club. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm great, Ken. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys this evening. I appreciate you and Corey reaching out. So I'm excited to be a part of this.
Yeah, man, we had to get you on. You know, you got some innovative things popping off over at 1400 JR Lynch, or should I say at the Vet, you know, really amazing video that you put out regarding season tickets. And we're going to try to cover all of that. We know our listeners were excited. We saw a lot of questions on social media, a lot of questions here and there, people reaching out. So what we wanted to do is to bring you on to the show and kind of let you address whatever you'd like to address and kind of go from there. But before we get into all of that, just kind of wanted to introduce yourself to Tiger Talk and our family and our listeners and let us know what your titles mean, how long you've been at Jackson State, so forth and so on.
Absolutely. So Tiger fans, everybody, Tiger family, my name is Terrence Jones. I serve as your assistant AD of external as well as the person that's responsible for managing and running the Vet. You know, it's always a pleasure to get out and talk to everybody and meet with everybody. But, you know, we're getting ready and we're gearing up to be some good hosts for you guys come September.
Outstanding, outstanding. So I think the biggest thing, I think the first thing we could probably get into is probably just kind of explain a little bit more about what your role is and in relation to the stadium. Because I know for many of us that, you know, the Vet is just where we play football. But a lot of us aren't really aware of the day-to-day operations, that there are Terrence Jones and a full team of members that make what we go to experience happen. If you can just kind of shed a little bit of light on that, make that come to light for us in relation to kind of what you got going on. And then you can go into some of the changes you've seen, because I'm excited about this season ticket card, but I won't steal your thunder. I want you to kind of jump into that if you don't mind.
Yeah, Ken, thank you for that. So I tell people all the time, matter of fact, somebody sent me a DM a little earlier. I tell people, they said, well, what do you actually do there? So I tell everybody I'm responsible for everything on the inside of the gate and a lot of stuff on the outside of the gate. But everything you see from the actual playing surface, the field that our student athletes play on, to the gas that goes in the lawnmowers, everything. Wow. I'm responsible for it. It falls under my purview. But I tell you what, it would be completely irresponsible of me to not say that I don't have an awesome team here, awesome support. And you know, anything that I need, AD Robinson is going to make sure that he goes out of his way to make sure that we have what we need in order to be successful over here at the Vet. One of the other things, you know, that people kind of associate us with is parking and tickets, you know, but it's a little bit bigger than that because year round, we have other partners that we work with. We work with UMMC every day, you know, with their in and out of, you know, the people that work at the hospital, the students at the hospital and all that stuff, as well as community partners that find themselves needing to come in and do some business in our particular area. And then we get those calls for filming commercials, movies, all those type things. So we're in a constant state of readiness here at the stadium. And then for those that bear degrees from the university, everybody knows that we hold graduation here as well. So we just got to be ready for whatever's coming our way. And at a moment's notice, be able to turn the venue around and prepare.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's jump into the new ticket process. We know this football season getting ready to get kicked off, and we're less than a couple weeks away from our first game, which will be in Miami. Then we'll, as the season progresses, we'll get to our first home game. You guys just recently rolled out a new ticket process for those season ticket holders. I know there were a lot of questions. Now, if someone's buying their season tickets now, they're kind of being introduced to the new process and the new system that's in play right away. But for those that might have purchased season tickets, like myself, that might have those paper copy tickets that was mailed out to us, I know you kind of touched on the card. If you don't mind, if you can shed a little bit more light on that for us, our listeners, and maybe we can present that and provide a little bit more clarity for our JSU Tigers that are looking forward to this football season.
Absolutely, Ken, and thank you for that. What I would tell people, let me start with the old and work our way to the new. So if you purchase those tickets, we kind of ran from March to at some point like July, right? If you purchase those tickets and you received paper tickets, I would urge you all to keep those, frame them, do what you will with them. But the only thing you cannot do with those is bring them to the stadium because they won't work. They won't be any good. They're with a completely different vendor, not the vendor that we have. But do not fear. All of your information have been captured and rolled over to our new system. So for those that purchase season tickets, you'll get a season ticket card. And with the season ticket card on the back, it features, it has the schedule on there for those that always call us and say, when's the next home game? It has the schedule on it, QR code, seat location and everything. So it's a really neat way. One, you know, people can collect these every year. You know, you can say, man, I've been a season ticket holder since. Bam, you know, you can pop it out. But not only that, it makes it a lot more organized. You don't have to worry about fumbling tickets. One of the things that we saw in the past was once people got all their tickets, they may show up to the gate but brought the wrong ticket to the game, you know, that type of deal. So this right here is a surefire way to make sure that not only do you have your face in the place, but it's a really quick way. You don't have to fiddle and fumble with anything to get in. The other thing that I would say is that we have our parking online. So our single game day parking, if you're one of those people that ended up in the lines out there by the burger place and you were fumbling through money and cards trying to swipe to hurry up and get in or get to your tailgate, those days are no more. We urge you all to go onto our website. And you can buy the parking now. I would also tell people that when you buy tickets from us, if they're like single game day tickets or single game day parking, go ahead and download that, put it in your Apple wallet, your Google wallet or whatever. So when you get to the gate, all I see is this. All I'm looking for is that QR code, because if you get to the gate or what have you, and then now I got to download it. Now I gotta wait to download it in PDF. We want you ready to roll when you get there, so I can get you from the security line to your seat as quickly as possible, because those student athletes on that field, they need to hear you and they need to feel you. So go ahead and download. If you already have it, go ahead and download. I know some people will purchase, you know, probably the day of or something along those lines. But the sooner you go ahead and download and have that QR code, you can even screenshot the QR code.
You can
screenshot. So for that person out there that I'm talking to right now that bought 50 tickets, and we're going to get those tickets to you. Now, if they're season tickets, which I hope they are, don't worry, you'll get 50 cards. But if you bought those single game day tickets and you got the email with all those tickets in there, go ahead and take your time and just send those individuals that are coming with you, go ahead and send them their ticket. That way you don't have to stand at the gate and wait for them or nothing. Right. You can just go ahead and progress along, and we'll make sure they get in. We'll see them for you and make sure, and we'll tell them that they're two drinks down, and go ahead and get out there and enjoy the game.
I tell you one thing. This is more of a personal situation, because anybody that know me, that know, you know, I've historically sat in section 112 at the vet. That's the horseshoe section. We see the boom come through. I've always had my little, you know, I had my little quirks about me. I want to be in the game when the boom's getting ready to come in. SWAC Championship, true story. And I'm glad you said that, because SWAC Championship this past season, we're playing Prairie View. I got a friend of mine who's from down in that school down in Baton Rouge. I won't say their name on Tiger Talk. You know, they were Carolina blue and mustard yellow. And he's coming up. Ken, I need you to get me a ticket. I'm like, I got a ticket for him. But he left late. And I'm frustrated because I'm standing up there and now Prairie View band's coming in. And I got to go stand there. I can't exit the stadium gate because I won't be able to come back in at this time.
Right, right.
According to the whole process. You know how I'm telling you, this is a great thing, because if I do have a ticket or somebody's going to use it and I want to download a QR code, I can send that to them and I don't have to waste that time. So that this is going to be now we know that we do have fans that may be technologically challenged. That's why I love the admonishment to be proactive and go ahead. And so we're going to have for all of our listeners that you know that follow this process thoroughly, you might have to help a few here and there, but the objective is don't wait till you get to the stadium when it's 50,000 people out there trying to get in and your signal's bad and everything, you know what I mean? Because that was one of the questions, Terrence, that came up. It was like, well, what happens if you don't have Wi-Fi? What happens if my phone dies? This was another question. What happens if my phone dies?
Oh, so not to worry about that, Ken. If your phone dies, with the app that we have that's connected to all our scanners and everything, we know every single person that's purchased the ticket, and their name is on a list in the scanner. So if you get up there and, you know, you just can't get it together. Now, I want to scan you so I can go ahead and move you forward. But if for whatever reason you're having some type of game day crisis, that's what I call it, a game day crisis. You can give me your name. I can look it up. I can verify, you know, just make sure you. Now, the one thing I can't do for you is make sure you bring your ID. Because just because you tell me your name is Terrence Jones doesn't mean that that's the actual case. So if I can't verify who you are, I can't let you in under someone else's ticket. That's the biggest thing. Yeah.
So what about someone that may purchase multiple seats? So I'm assuming if you are purchasing, if you wanted to let someone use a seat ticket, you're not going to go to that game, but they can take that card with them. Would that be fine in this instance?
Yeah, it's a couple of ways you can do that. So you can share the card. You can allow them to use your card for that game if you stay in close proximity and you know that you'll get the card back. The other thing that you can do for that particular game is even though you purchased the season ticket card, the same QR code that's on your card is in your email. You can download that and you can share that with them.
Oh, nice. The
only thing that I'm telling people about that is, because, you know, your cousins, they like to fight sometimes, is that if you share your QR code one time, that person, you got to work something out with them where they're not going to use it again. Because if they come to another game and they beat you to the gate, guess what, Michael? Guess what it's going to tell me? It's going to tell me that Terrence Jones is here and he's ready to party. He's ready to rock the house with the boom. So So, you know, unless you got those type of family members, but you know how that goes.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't even think about that. But no, the reason I ask is because somebody like myself, I always usually get about three sets, you know, being out of state, you know, I always have, it's funny, and I know they might be, I hope they watching, because I'm going to say it now, because it's like, how is it that I got relatives and family that's still in Jackson, and they depend on Ken to get them a ticket? I'm like, you're right there, but I get it, I understand.
All they have to do now is hop right on here, and they'll get everything they need.
So the website, what's the website, if you don't mind saying that for our listeners and those that are tuned in?
Oh, yeah. So the website is gojsutigers.myimpacttickets.com. I'll repeat that for you. It's gojsutigers.myimpacttickets.com.
Nice. And what we'll do is, for those that are tuning in, we'll make sure that website is in the link in the description of the video. So I just want to move right along. So I think the process is pretty outstanding. It's very innovative. I like that. I think you answered my question in the event that someone is going to lose their car. They're going to say, mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, I lost my car. Is there a way to maybe get a replacement car? Now, everyone that did purchase season tickets is going to get an email as well with the email QR code along with the card. So, for example, mm-hmm. I'll ask that same question on my behalf. I have my paper tickets. So at what point do I see that email, and when should I expect to see that card in the mail?
So if you initially paid to have your tickets or parking passes mailed, we're going to mail the new stuff out to you all, and it won't be a charge. Now, if you did not pay and you're requesting to pay, you just need to contact us, whether it be by email, phone, or what have you. And let us know that you wish to have it mailed to you. And then at that time, we will charge you to mail. We will start our distribution of cards and parking passes this Thursday, beginning at 9:00. But we're going to go one step further in doing that. Not only will we start the distribution process, we are going to alter our hours to accommodate. So we will be open beginning this Thursday from 9 a.m. in the morning, Central Standard Time, mm-hmm. until 7 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and we will also be open on Saturday. So we'll be mm-hmm. open on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. on Saturday, giving everybody an opportunity that would, could, and would like to come down and visit the vet, to come on down mm-hmm. and get your season tickets. And ask any questions that you may have.
Absolutely. That's outstanding. I love that. And we're going to do our due diligence to make sure that we get this information out. We have a good social media following as well as on YouTube now. And we're going to definitely put it in the hands. So when you watch this video, when you hear that, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they're going to go above and beyond and make sure they're available. So let's go ahead and get out there and whatever questions you have, whatever you need, get out to the vet and let's get this squared away. Because look, we got some hefty expectations this year. And, you know, we talked about, you know, with winning comes expectations, or with, you know, as we go on to blaze new trails, the expectation increases. And we want you guys to do more, but guess what? We got to do our part too. We got to show up, you know. So I think that leads into my next question, because, you know, we got a good old ball coach over there that go by the name of Coach Prime. He's been very outspoken in certain aspects in relation to, like, the game day operation. He talked about things such as two gates being open at the stadium. And, we, you know, that's been a pain point for some years. I know he kind of touched on parking. If you don't mind, I want you to kind of shed a little light on maybe some things that you might have taken account into. And let's speak about, if there are going to be any changes this season, what that's kind of going to look like. And let's see if you can shed some light on that for us.
Yeah, thank you for that, Ken. So I've been in continuous meetings, as I mentioned in the other video, with Jackson State University's Police Department, with Hinds County, with JPD, You name it, I'm meeting with them. I'll meet with park rangers, whoever I need to talk to, because we have to control the flow of traffic. Now, that, you know, with controlling the flow of traffic, I think we can do a little bit better with some of our signage that we kind of put out and all of those things. The good thing that I like is that tailgaters get in on Friday night. Okay. So that's one less group that's trying to kind of move around. The other thing is we just got to make sure that we're getting people in such a way where they can get to their parking spaces in the most efficient manner. For example, I'll use Lot B, for example. If you're going to park in Lot B, the best way for you to come is down Woodrow Wilson or either down West Street. Make the turn right there in front of the farmer's market. Boom, it puts you right where you need to be. No need for you to come down State Street. Now you got to go through all that down by the VIP Tiger lot and all that stuff and then kind of work your way back. That's going to be counterproductive. I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm just telling you it's going to be counterproductive. But one of the other things that we've done, we have some great partners in the city of Jackson with Visit Jackson. They're going to sponsor a shuttle for us all year long. So that shuttle, I think it's at Wheels or High Wheels, or I can't remember the name of the place. But once I get that information, I'll provide to you guys. But okay. It's the same place that they did for the SWAC championship game last year. And you'll be able to park. They'll have an experience there already to kind of start your Tiger experience. When you park there, you'll get on the shuttle. The shuttle will transport you over, and it'll drop you in the Uber and Lyft pickup zone, as well as the shuttle zone. They'll drop you there, and it'll put you right at the gate. And then that way, all you have to do is just come on in and enjoy the festivities or go to the tailgate or whatever you see fit. And then they're going to run for a certain amount of time after the game, you know, that way. So you folks who take the shuttle can be taken care of. But things like that are going to be paramount in helping us push this thing forward. I also will touch on the gates too, Ken, while it's on my mind. I have seen times where we may not have had the best utilization of the gates. Those days are no more. If we have a gate that we can open, and I consider those gates 1 through 12, we're going to utilize all gates that we can touch. Season ticket holders will have season ticket holder gates if they so choose to use. You know, our students have their gate. Our player pass have their gate. There'll even be a gate for if you don't have anything on your person, you're just trying to go ahead and get in. It's called an express gate. That way your security clearance won't take as long as the next person. I want to be very clear about the next thing I'm about to say. If you have big purses, anything that's not clear and all that other stuff, please leave it in your car. Please leave it in your car. Umbrellas, all that other stuff, please leave it in your car. They are not allowed or welcome here at the vet. It puts everybody's safety in jeopardy, and we really, really need everybody to do that. If it rained a little bit, we're going to be wet together. And I assure you that the team is going to be so, so appreciative that you sat out there through the rain or you moved on after it began raining. But for the sake of everybody's safety, please leave those things that are deemed contraband, so to speak. Please leave them at home and let's have a good time here.
Outstanding. So, I mean, there you have it, man. I mean, wow. I'm excited already about the gate because I always come in through the – come out of the tailgate section and we just kind of, you know, just bottleneck and just wait till we get there. Or either you go an hour, I go an hour, usually an hour 15 early to try to, as soon as the gate's open, just try to get in, get to my seat and, you know, so forth and so on. But here's another question that come to mind. Cause when you're talking about game day operations, there's quite a bit, that we can touch on. So I love that you touched on the great, by the way, the field looks amazing. At one point in time, it looked like, you know, that, I thought it was some turf hag I put down. And I don't – that's not hyperbole. It looks just that good in comparison to how things might have looked at in times past. I'll just leave it at that. But when you talk about just overall game day operations, are there any other things? So, for example, these are some of the questions that comes up, because when you look at the time of the games, the game times, look at, I know some fans have touched on wanting to have night games. Fans have talked about the section that we have blocked off. I mean, those are some things we do want to kind of make sure that we touch on, because, you know, this Tiger talk, they're gonna ask the question, why you didn't ask about that? Why didn't you know how fans are? So definitely wanted to just throw that out there and see if you can shed any light to that in relation to, I mean, you can touch on concessions, you can touch on the build, blazing new trails, building on tradition sign in the stadium, that part of the section, and even the lights and game time. I know that's a bit much to throw at you, but you seem to be, you got two titles, so I'm half of them questions are going to go to your first title and second half.
I'll start with game times. The games will be played earlier in regards to having a night game and all that. What a lot of folks have to understand is it's a lot that goes into selecting a time. Everything from TV times all the way down to what's going to be best to get people in and out so that the city can see some people as well. For example, you know, if you play a night game and let's say it goes into overtime, where are you going to eat after the game? You know, everybody going to the Waffle House, you know, so you got to think of even the smallest things that people don't think that you're thinking about. You have to kind of consider as you put those particular things together. And a lot of thought goes into it. That's stuff that when A.D. Robinson and his senior staff sit down, those are things that are not taken lightly to the nth degree. They try to think of everything in order to take care of the people that are coming to the game. So kudos to them for all that thinking that they have to do over that side. And then we just work together to bring it to life. And what was the next part of that, Ken?
Well, touched on, I know we touched on lights, touched on the section. Because that's always been a question mark as to, like, is it like if you could shed any light on this section, just kind of seeing, I guess, some overall improvements, because it's all moving in the right direction. So I wanted to make sure at least put that out there, see if you were able to shed a little bit of light on that. If not, just let us know.
Well, you know, for those that don't know, you know, the Vet is a very old stadium. So just like anything else, anywhere else, over time, you know, you have some deferred maintenance and then you have some things that are more emergent, more immediate type deals. We're in a position currently where, you know, it's just some structural things that we just want to, you know, err on the side of caution on as it relates to certain things in the area, just reinforce some beams, do some things like that. It's not where people going to sit on it and it's going to crumble into the sea. You're not going to drift off anywhere, but we would much rather move in a very safe situation in opposed to, you know, taking any type of, you know, risk that could come back and bite us. So we hear the concerns loud and clear, but I would say this, when you look at the videos and you look at TV and all those other things, you definitely know where you are because of the signage out there. Absolutely. Because there have been some other times, like, are we in a municipal stadium? Like, you know, is this a rented stadium? Like, where are we? But when you see, you know, building on tradition, blazing new trails, you know exactly where you are. Right. You know, as the young people say, you know what the vibe is. And, you know, so, you know, welcome to Jackson State.
So enough of that. I have to ask, you know, the question, because it's like I'm thinking of, because we get a lot of comments and I always like to be interactive. No question is a tough question to me. So I just always want to make sure we at least put it out there. But here's one thing I am going to segue from that as we get ready to kind of culminate the overall interview. We are expecting a big turnout this year. We got four home games that we're going to be hosting in Jackson, Mississippi. Let me rephrase that. We got five home games. What? I apologize, Coach Prime. I hope that he see this. I corrected myself. We got five home games now. But I went out on the record and said I feel like we're going to average about 55,000 this year, just give or take, because we got some really big, strong games. First game being Grambling, second game being Mississippi Valley, and then you got homecoming, and you got the team from Baton Rouge that's going to be coming up, which we expect to be a pretty healthy crowd. Are there some like with this record-breaking attendance? You know, are there any key accommodations that's being thought about from a game day operation standpoint? Because you know, like a concession situation, where sometimes there have been complaints about, okay, you go to concessions, you're going to be, you know, there for forever and a day. Are we looking to spruce that up, maybe bolster that? And if so, shed a little bit of light on this for us. So for those that are expecting to come to the game, they know what to be looking out for.
Yeah. So it's a lot of thought being poured into that whole situation from concessions. I think personally, from what I know and from what I've seen, I don't think concessions would be as bad if the concourse was wider. I think with the concourse being the size that it is, it's easy to stack a lot of people in it because it's not very big. You know, back in the time where the stadium was built, I don't know what the thought process was behind all that, but it just wasn't as wide as it could have been, the footprint or what have you. So that's what makes it appear that the concourse is always full. The other thing you got to think too is, unlike many other stadiums in our conference and across the country, like they're cooking almost full meals on this concourse. I'm talking about, I've seen everything from Kool-Aid, pickles, to you can almost get oysters on a half shell out here at Jackson State. So listen, for those people that are food connoisseurs alone, if you don't come to the game for any other reason, you can come and eat.
Yes, sir.
So, but they have everything from wild to mild. So I think placement for us is huge too. If we got two vendors that really are doing extremely well, we may want to look at, do we want to put them right beside each other, because that's going to clog up that particular area. The other thing that we are entertaining is, suppose you're just one of those people, you just want to come up and grab a drink and go back to your seat. We're going to have some breakout stations. That's all they're going to have is just drinks. You know, get your drinks and go. The other thing that I think that we can work on is we need to have a situation where we may have need to have some hawkers going up and down the rows with prepackaged goods. That's popcorn, candy, drinks, stuff like that. So it could keep people that would want that type of stuff. It can kind of keep them in their seat. And then the people that want the full-blown meals can go and do what they need to do. I have had some conversations with, I don't know how long it's going to take to develop, but I'm having some conversations about maybe a text type of PCS situation where you can order from your seat, and then once your order's ready, you just come pick it up and then go. But that it's going to take me a little bit more time to develop that, because we had some things that were a little bit more pressing and issue wise. But just to let you know, we aren't leaving any stones unturned as it relates to providing the ultimate game day experience here at Jackson State. And I just want to let anybody that would listen know. That our game day experience begins and ends with you, and we need you here, and we need you to be a part of it. We encourage everybody, as we get closer to pushing toward the September 1st hit, get your season tickets. There's no better way to make sure you have your face in the place, because these games will sell out, and there's not going to be anything I can do for you if you don't have a ticket. So, you know, for those people that, you know, over the years have been Backdoor Joe and all those type of people, Backdoor Joe, I'm going to see if your plan is as good as ours is here at the stadium, because, you know, we're going to be looking at things with a wide lens, and we're going to be ready. And we're just excited about all the possibilities and everything. Coach Prime came over today had a very brief meeting with him and A.D. Robinson. But before they left, they talked about how impressed they were with how things were looking, how things were coming along. And you know, I echo those sentiments to the staff. I say, hey, guys, you know, we're doing a good job. But I also tell the staff, we're only as good as the last event that we just had. And if we don't always look for where the chinks in the armor, where the holes in our bag, where we can be better and hold each other accountable to being better, then at that point, you know, what do you have to say? Currently, we're all still right here in the office right now, still working, because we figure if we work hard now, one, it makes your experience better, but two, it makes it where we can catch and run into and manipulate some of those issues before they become a thing on game day.
Outstanding. Before I even ask this next question, I just want to say thank you, because you've been you are a godsend, brother. Because I'm telling you, a lot of the things we appreciate, the professionalism and you know, you guys coming in, really putting a really good plan in place. And I was going to ask that, and you already shared that, and that's great commentary when you have Coach Prime being involved, because a lot of the things that you know, we know how Coach is. Coach ain't gonna hold his tongue. He has a methodology of, we ain't sweeping nothing under the rug. We gonna lift the rug up. We gonna sweep out from what's under that. We gonna put it in the dustpan, throw it away, and we gonna proceed with the cleaning process. And you gotta love that, because that's really and truly how you elevate. You can't elevate with, like you said, with a shaky foundation. So a lot of the things that we touched on, and I know you can only say so much in the. I know you spent countless hours. You're in the office now. Your team's in the office now. There's no way you can put all of that in a 30, 40-minute, video. But, again, we appreciate some of your time. You giving us a little bit of your time to come on and share some of this light. I know they're going to love this one. You know, this is one that we're getting a major request for. I wouldn't even say a request for. We're getting a lot of questions about, So I really appreciate you providing a lot more context in kind of a typical day. Matter of fact, if you don't mind, what does a typical day look like for you in a role that you? Because some people would think the stadium, like we said, that it's only game day, and it's way deeper than that. And not to go back into the UMC part of it, but it's like as you're getting ready to gear up. I know you're about ready to get the finality of this thing. You know, it's the fourth quarter and it's almost crunch time. What is next on the agenda, and kind of where are we at as far as rolling out this awesome strategy and plan for the season?
So I'll talk about what a typical day looks like first, and then I'll roll into whatever you want to do after that. So to be honest with you, so my day normally will start. And for those that email me, you all know my days will normally start anywhere between 3 a.m., 4 a.m. And I'm sending out emails. I'm responding to emails for those people that ask some of the ticket questions on our ticket app and all that. I don't even let my staff respond to those. I respond to them directly. That way you're hearing straight from me. You're getting the best possible answer at that time that I can give you. If it's something that I need to investigate, I ask people, well, let me look into it. Do you have a number I can call you on or what have you? So normally it starts from there. Our office opens at 9, but I have a philosophy. So for those that don't know, I served in the United States Marine Corps, did a tour service.
Awesome.
And one of the things that I learned about how to manage people and how to work with people, the worst thing a lot of times that a leader can do in my leadership style is walk in with your people the same time they're getting to work, you're getting to work at the same time. Because before they get a chance to get their workstation set up, some people need their cup of coffee and all that, it's probably going to be something that I'm going to say to you that's going to be work related, this, that, and the third. So what I do is from that 3 a.m. to probably about maybe that 9:30, 10 o'clock hour, I work away from my staff. I don't bother them. I let them do everything they need to do. So now the only time I will pop up on them like that is if I have a early meeting. But outside of that, I walk in, I roll in right after that, and then we'll begin our day. I'll start off, hey, what do we have that's going what gonna get us in trouble or get us sued? What do we have? And then we kind of work the day from there. What vendors are we working with? And then I have a board in my office where the name of I wrote on the board, Game Day Readiness. So we just go down, you know, how are we curtailing our know before you go? You know, what purchase orders do we have out there? What contracts do we need to work on? It's like a myriad of things that have to happen. And I'm one of those people at work, I like to walk and talk. So I'll get in my office, I'll sit everything down, and then I'll just start walking the hallways. I'll go into everybody's office. Hey, are you working on something that needs my help? You know, if so, what can I do? Then I'll get with my assistant to say, hey, what meetings am I about to be late for? You know, what do we have going on with meetings? Where do I need to be? Who do I need to invite over to meet with us? You know, those type of things. And then from there, I have to make myself available for anything, you know, that AD Robinson may have that may pop up on his calendar. So, you know, at the drop of a hat, I can stop everything here, head over to campus for a meeting, and then go from there. I also manage the ground crew that not only maintains the grounds here, but they also will assist on campus. So awesome. I have to make sure that I get them where they need to go and they have the right directions for what they have going on. To work in concert with making Jackson State not only the football stadium, but all of our playing surfaces the best it could possibly be. So that's just a typical day, but it's a lot of meetings, a lot of phone calls, a lot of, you know, just getting ready.
That's a lot. You're right. And you know what? I appreciate the time that we've had with you, you know, even more so, you know, like I said, you're a very busy person and great team. Like I said, a lot of really cool things coming down the pipe. Is there anything that we can do as fans? I know one thing I know we can do. We can make some noise when we come in the stadium. We, you know, we want to have 55,000-60,000 in that thing, but we also want to be hostile. And that's something that's a pain point for me. And then, you know, from your vantage point, you know, and I'll, as we get ready to close, what can we do as fans to help better that game day operation? Just from an inside the game standpoint, we know the boom going to do what the boom going to do. You know what I mean? You already mentioned some things that can make the processes go faster. Make sure you prepare it. Make sure you do. You got to get game day ready, right? Like you said.
Right.
But what, from your vantage point, what could we do as fans to maybe help enhance the team to give them that competitive advantage or that home field advantage that we'd like to see at the best?
I'll start from the outside and work my way in. So one of the things that you all will see this year that we're featuring, we're tirelessly working on, and I probably have a meeting sometime this week about it, is we want to put a sound stage out in the tailgate area. So that way you got music, giveaways. I mean, it's swagtastic, as they say. So we're looking to do that. But my main reason for wanting a sound stage out there in the area, guess what? Because when I get ready to roll open those gates, all those gates that everybody said that we're not open, when I open those gates, I need people to go from the tailgate to the gates. And that soundstage's primary function is to be, when the gates open, the music will stop. And everything that's said after that point is, hey, guys, we need you. Come on. Come on in. Come on.
I love it. I love it.
Right. So we'll do that first. And then when you get in, you know, go ahead, locate your seat. You know, for the general admission folks, you know, link up with your loudest homeboys and homegirls. And we want to cheer our fans on. One of the things that I see all the time where people kind of need to pick it up a little bit is on third downs. On third down, when the visiting team has the ball, they should not be able to think.
Yes.
It shouldn't take the student athletes and the coaching staff out there rallying the towels and all that. We should just be loud on our own, because when the sound is echoing and bouncing off of this thing because it's a horseshoe shape, it is an awesome, awesome thing. And, I mean, just to feel it, you feel it right here in your chest. So, I mean, nobody rocks the house like the JSU Tigers. I'm telling you guys, let your presence be felt. Don't say that you came to a game and didn't get your money's worth out of it. We need you to be loud and proud and make sure that the visiting team knows exactly where they are and who they're with. Now, I'll fast forward a little bit to homecoming. We have Campbell University coming in the house. Mm-hmm. And for what I understand, there's never been a matchup between us and Campbell. So guess what that means? That means that for a lot of those individuals traveling from Bullies Creek, North Carolina, this will be their first experience, not only Absolutely. Coming to Mississippi, but coming to the Vet. What better way to welcome them to the Vet than one, have a great homecoming celebration, see all those friends and family and the parties and everything, and also issue an L. And when we're issuing that L, we want them to say, wow, I've never seen anything like that in my life. Because, you know, people have to be honest with themselves. They say and think what they want, but right now it's a lot of eyes on Jackson State. And Jackson Absolutely. State is carrying the water, not only for Jackson State, but a lot of other HBCUs too, because some people that have never come into contact with HBCUs and know nothing about what HBCUs represent or about are now starting to find out by way of some of the things that are going on. And we have to be good stewards, one of that attention, two of that prominence. And like Coach Prime always said, the same light that shines all the good will shine the things that you've been hiding in the closet as well. So we want to be good stewards of what we've been given and what we have and make sure that we pass that on.
Man, you know what? I think that was a great way to close. I don't want to mess that up by over talking and I don't want to mess that up. We want to leave it right there, man. Man, I really appreciate you, Terrence, man, for coming on. I mean, you said a mouthful. I'm gonna be in the Vet. Look, I echo the sentiments of that, and yeah, man, I'm excited. This just made September the 17th all the more, even more so. Now we gotta get past, you know, we gotta get past FAMU and Tennessee State. We don't have the business. But now, you know, we get a chance to look forward to our first home game, which we're anticipating an amazing, amazing season. The coaching staff have done a phenomenal job assembling a great core of great young men. Some we've had a chance to have on Tiger Talk to interview with. And the expectations are high. You know, they're talking about dominating and finishing. So it sounds like you guys are trying to dominate game day operations, and like I said, I appreciate you for coming on. And like I said, it's been a great 40 something minutes. Time went by fast, and I'm super excited. So I can't wait to get that card, man. I was excited about the card already, but when you showed me that schedule on the back with the name and this, oh man, I'm like I said, I'm like a kid in a candy store right now. So like I said, appreciate you for coming on Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club again. This your main man, Ken Clark. We got Terrence Jones. Two titles, Terrence. I'm going to start calling you two titles.
I'll leave you all with this, Ken, and this is something I tell my staff all the time. They probably get tired of hearing it. They always say that if you build it, they will come, right? Well, if we indeed do that, who's going to service it? Take that for what it is. It's always got to be somebody behind the scenes making the wheels turn.
Absolutely. He said, if we build it, somebody got to service it. We're going to leave it right there. So, again, like I said, Terrence Jones, Assistant Athletic Director of External Operations. Let me not mess it up. And the Director of Stadium Operations. Terrence, I appreciate it, brother. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on Tiger Talk. Thank you for your time. And go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Thanks, Ken.
Yes, sir.
And that'll do it for episode 258 of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Thank you to all of our listeners. And again, be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast. Apple Podcasts and Spotify video users, rate and review the show. And everyone, follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. We're looking to do some big things with this platform to aid the athletics department, and it all starts with you. Downloading, subscribing, rating, and reviewing the show. And tell every Tiger that you know. We're on all podcast outlets. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify Video, YouTube, and so on. And we'll be posting each episode on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. As always, thanks for your support. Go Tigers. Hashtag I believe. Hashtag pack the vet. Hashtag the I love.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.